Welcome. Today, we're discussing the exciting new release of the Gemma 3 family of models. It's been less than a year since Gemma and Gemma 2, and this new release is packed with advancements.
Four models? A whole family? That's a big jump from the previous releases. Tell me more.
Absolutely. We've got 1B, 4B, 12B, and a whopping 27B parameter model. And Google's releasing both base and instruction-tuned versions, so you can fine-tune to your heart's content. No more being stuck with just pre-trained models.
That's fantastic for researchers. What about capabilities? Any major upgrades there?
Big ones. Gemma 3 is now multimodal. The 4B, 12B, and 27B models can handle both text and images. Think visual question answering, image captioning, and more, all thanks to a modified Siglip encoder.
Wow, multimodal capabilities are game changers. Anything else?
Longer context windows, up to 128,000 tokens for the larger models. That's a massive improvement over Gemma 2. Plus, improved multilingual support with double the multilingual data of Gemma 2. The 256K tokenizer from Gemma 2 is back too, which is excellent for diverse languages.
So, improved context and multilingual capabilities. Color me impressed. What kind of training data are we talking about here?
Trillions of tokens. 14 trillion for the 27B model, 12 trillion for the 12B model, and so on. They've really scaled up the training, and they're using a combination of TPU V4s and V5s, which is interesting, perhaps saving the latest TPUs for the next Gemini models.
Good point. Now, you mentioned some impressive performance claims. Did they provide any examples or demos?
Yes, they showed demos of image analysis with translation, storytelling based on multiple images, even zero-shot classification. The image captioning looked incredibly detailed, too. It's really impressive how much you can control the output with the prompt.
I'm getting excited to try these out. Is there any information about using them in code, like with the Transformers library?
They're working on integrating it into the Transformers library with a new image-to-text pipeline and a Gemma 3 for conditional generation class. They also mentioned Llama.cpp support and availability on Kaggle and Vertex AI Model Garden. Oh, and AI Studio for the 27B model. Pretty much everywhere you'd want it to be.
Amazing. It sounds like Gemma 3 is a huge leap forward, but I do have one concern. With so many parameters, won't these models be resource intensive?
That's a valid point. However, quantization should help, especially for the 12B model. And the fact that they're releasing smaller models like the 1B and 4B makes them accessible for more users to experiment with.
I see, interesting.
Overall, Gemma 3 looks like a game changer for local and on-premise model usage. Definitely worth checking out. Oh, and they mentioned a new Shield Gemma model too. Lots to explore.
This is all so exciting. Thanks for breaking it all down for us.
Absolutely. And thanks for listening, everyone. We'll be back soon with more AI news and discussions. Until then, keep exploring.
Goodbye.